Chicago's very own Bob Surratt starts your day.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, January 15th, 6:39 a.m. It was cold in Chicago. I was working the early morning shift at WGN. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes. My name is Surratt. Just over 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work. And here is the author of A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, Lieutenant David Haynes. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm good, and I'm sorry you're on the phone, because I was going to give you something that I know you would have appreciated after talking to you last week about this. I found a recipe somebody printed in, what paper is this, some neighborhood paper, banana pudding with homemade vanilla wafers. Sound good?
Homemade vanilla? Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I love to see that.
I'll save that.
Yeah,
for
I've never tried to make homemade vanilla wafers. So
I know you like banana pudding, though, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I learned how to make it when I was in the Marine Corps, the Southern way, with the vanilla wafers and the real pudding where you boil every. It's. I still have the recipe somewhere, but I haven't made it in a while because I'm still trying to lose weight. So.
Well, so maybe it's a good thing you're not in the studio today with all the goodies usually bring in. The staff is very upset and disappointed, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know they told me.
So I know that one of the things you wanted to talk about this morning is a place that I haven't been by the city newsstand in a long, long time. I'm glad it's still open.
Yeah, it's still there, and right, it's a little strange. I drive past it, of course, every night because it's in the 16th district, but I haven't been there in years either. And to be honest, until I saw their until the pandemic started, and I saw their little igloo dining pod, I didn't even realize that they had a cafe in there, but they do, and they're 4018 North Cicero, and Lieutenant John Garrido, one of the lieutenants I work with, who's on days, brought in a bunch of handmade chocolate truffles that he got from City News Cafe. And Donna, who's over there, who makes these chocolate truffles throughout the month of December, donates part of the proceeds to the Police Memorial Foundation, the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. And so I had these handmade truffles, and I couldn't wait to go check out the cafe. And just
there aren't many of these independent newsstands around anymore, are there?
No, I don't know of any, really. And it's a great place. I mean, you know, a lot of the magazines, yeah, you can still you can get a lot of them, most of them probably at one of the big chain stores, but there's some obscure magazines. It's amazing how many magazines are still out there, and you can go to City News Cafe, and when the hopefully the governor allows indoor dining and stuff like that this hopefully this week, you'll be able to, you could sit there and read while you drink your coffee and have a little bite to eat. And I got my copy of Military History Quarterly, which was an interesting read. I never even heard of the magazine, but I love history. So there's all these obscure magazines.
And they make sandwiches there, too. It's more than just coffee and treats, right?
Right, yeah. They make they have a whole little menu. You can order on Grubhub as well, but they have the regular coffees and teas that you might expect to find in a bookstore. And they do like a breakfast burrito. They have some other little wraps, and they have a mushroom and kale pot pie, which I did not try, but it looks really good, and some soups and chili, too.
Yeah, I know you will. So you can't sit in the cafe, but you can carry out, and you can go through the magazines during the pandemic, right?
Right. Yeah, you can do carry out, and they, like I said, look all the obscure magazines. They do have an outdoor dining patio, and they do have one of those little plastic igloos, but they only have one. So, you know, I don't know if you can reserve it or not.
4018 North Cicero, City Newsstand Cafe. Yeah, that's a place that has been around for a long, long time, hasn't it?
It It has, and it's great to see that they're still open. These you know, small independent businesses. You don't see too many bookstores anymore because of Amazon and the big chains have just killed the small bookstores. But yeah, so anything, you know, support these small businesses because you know, they find all the weird stuff that you never knew was out there.
And you find them all, which reminds me, I've been meaning to ask you, when are you going to update your book, The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats?
You know what? I don't know. I've been working on it, and I'm just lazy. I have to get in the habit of doing a certain amount every day. It's one of the things whenever I go to writing classes, they tell me my biggest problem is not the way I write, but it's the way I don't do it every day.
But I know people who have gotten tickets from you, Lieutenant, say that your writing is unbelievably great. So keep up the good. It is Friday, so that means restaurant news and reviews with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. And this sounds like my kind of place that you checked out this week, Lieutenant.
Oh yeah, Mr. E's Late Night, and I didn't get this from a police officer. I got it from the Eater Chicago website. And Mr. E's Late Night is a old time hot dog place, and it was opened up at 2704 North Milwaukee just recently. And they have all the basic staples, and I'm looking for the name of the owner just because I wanted to mention it, because he's owned 7 restaurants and he's opening them up, and I think it's
opening up during the pandemic. That takes some chutzpah, as they say there in the Jefferson Park Police Station, man.
Yeah, so he it's Isai, I think his name is, but I'm sorry, for some reason I didn't put it on there, and now I can't find it. So, but it's 2704 North Milwaukee. It's an old time hot dog stand, and he's got all the basic hot dogs, beef sandwiches, and also some beer, but only the good beers like Old Style, Hams, and Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Hams. And, from the land of sky blue waters. Yeah.
I mean, I don't drink anymore, but I saw that. I was like, wow, I haven't seen a Hams, and I didn't even know they still made it.
All right, so let me give you what's that, Lieutenant?
I was going to say you could still quote the tagline right there.
Yeah, I know. That's an effective commercial. Here's the test for a good Chicago hot dog, and tell me the answer to these questions. First of all, do they steam the buns?
They do. Yes.
Okay. Hot dogs boiled?
I believe they are boiled. Yeah, they didn't put it on the grill. I don't know if you can ask for that. I didn't ask.
Mm-hmm,
so,
And what about celery salt? Can you get celery salt on the dog?
Yeah. You have to have celery in Chicago. You have to have, even the Home Depot hot dog stands have celery salt. So
for sure. And then if you want ketchup on your hot dog, do they call you to make an arrest?
No, they do allow ketchup. And, you know, they don't put it on there unless you ask for it. But they do. They didn't yell at me when I got it for my daughter with ketchup on it. And they do have the sport peppers, by the way.
Oh, good. So it sounds like your typical Chicago hot dog stand, except that they have beer and tamales there as well.
Yeah, they have tamales. They also have a Philly cheesesteak, which since I was looking at the hot dog part of it, I didn't try it, and so I got to go back and check it out and see if they can replace Monty's. But so I haven't tried their Philly cheesesteak yet, and they even have a Beyond Burger, a vegan burger-like sandwich,
right?
Which I probably won't try. But still, you could.
Well, my wife says you're better off having meat because they add too many things and salt and so forth and so on. So you go with the real thing. 2704 North Milwaukee, Mr. E's Late Night. I assume that means they're open late.
They are. But let's see. The hours are 10 p.m., which is, I guess, late for Wicker Park, kind of. But, yeah, they're open until 10 p.m.
All right, we have to check that place out. Let's get to some restaurant news. What's going on this week?
Well, Well, one of the things that I've been wanting to mention actually for a few weeks is there's an organization called Weird Thyme. Thyme, like the spice, T-H-Y-M-E. Mm-hmm. And Tanya Pyatt of the Rootstock Wine Bar started an organization as the pandemic took hold and the restaurant workers were starting to get laid off and everything. So she started this organization, and they basically they have a website. If you go to Weird Thyme on the look, you know, Google it on the internet, you can find the website, and you can order fresh foods delivered from local farmers, and they have pickups at a couple of different restaurants throughout the week, but they also raise money so that they can provide fresh food to restaurant workers who are in need, and this, you know, with a lot of the government help and everything being politicized and stuff, a lot of these restaurant workers who are getting laid off are having a real hard time. I mean, mm-hmm. They need all the help they can get. And so if you go to Weird Thyme, you can order food for yourself, and you can also order a bag for a restaurant worker. And it's a really a nice organization.
It sounds like a win-win. So you can Google Weird Thyme, and that's Weird Thyme, and Thyme is T-H-Y-M-E.
Right, like the spice, yeah.
And Mr. E's Late Night isn't the only opening we can talk about today. You've got a couple more, don't you?
Yeah, Offset Barbecue opened up yesterday at 1720 North California. I think they're open 4 to 9. They opened just yesterday. So and they're supposed to have a fresh take on barbecue, you know. So hopefully these businesses, you got to admire the optimism of places that are opening in this climate, but you got to support them. So, you know, get out to Offset. It's 1720 North California.
Right. And then Boxcar Betty's, that's the place with good southern fried chicken, right?
Yeah, chicken sandwiches, and they're opening the old Lily Q's, which closed because of the pandemic, at 1856 West North Avenue, and they're from South Carolina, and their first location was in the train station, the Ogilvie Station. So this is their first, you know, standalone, you know, brick and mortar place. And so they opened this week, too. I think they opened today.
Good luck today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love good fried chicken sandwiches.
Hey, you know, who doesn't?
Yeah. You know, some of these, like, the fast food ones, like, for some reason, I can't remember the name of the big. They've gotten, as they've made become chains, they lose that really down-home flavor, I think, and so I love these places where they're small. They're still small enough to really care about how the food tastes and looks and stuff. So, yeah, Boxcar Betty's looks pretty good.
Well, we're going to hear from the governor at noon today, and hopefully some restrictions, not right away in Chicago in the suburbs, unfortunately, but some other areas in the western part of the state, maybe restaurants and bars can start opening in a limited capacity. And then hopefully by the end of the month, maybe more will be able to do it, because we not only need those places for food, but for socializing, too, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a big problem with depression and domestics. You know, people got to get out and, you know, buy your wife some dinner so you don't get into a fight because you didn't clean up after dinner.
That's good law enforcement advice from Lieutenant David Haynes. Have a great weekend, Lieutenant. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, see you.
Hey, let's be careful out here.